Food you should not be reheating in the microwave. Fish not included. Coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes at 4:30. In the meantime, the game is Big W 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Craig, are you sober or not sober?
Just leaving work. Not sober.
Not sober. Okay. All right, Craig. You have big what? Gums, buck teeth, forehead, or eyebrows?
I'm going eyebrows.
Eyebrows. All right.
You got big eyebrows now?
No, definitely not. But, you know, at least maybe you can style them like, you know, the fancy barber mustaches. You could make some fancy eyebrows.
You know, that's thinking. I can't believe no one's done that.
The Raleigh fingers.
Yeah. Hey, the Pringles guy.
The Browleys.
All right. Exactly. Here's your question. What can the gray fox do that no other canine can? Spitfire. Play the ukulele. What's that?
Bark.
What can the gray fox do that no other
canine can do?
No other canine.
No other canine.
Fly.
Nope.
Flying fox.
Catch his tail.
Retracted claws.
No. Climb trees.
Climbing trees.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's like it's specifically the canine, so I was like, so what does a feline do?
Right. All right, your question. Name the three states with only four letters in their name.
Oh.
Ohio?
That's one.
Utah?
That's two.
Yeah.
I'm tracking with you. There's four of them?
Three.
Three. Three
oh.
states, four.
Oh,
legs.
Good. I thought there was four, too.
Right? I'm sitting there.
I should have said four, so long everyone struggles.
What the hell's the fourth one?
So you got Ohio, you got Utah.
Think nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Clear your mind, and you're in this place.
This state isn't even good enough to fly over.
It's not.
I could give you a hint.
I'll take it.
Well, it's very specific, but there are football teams famous for waving at a children's hospital mm-hmm. in between the third and fourth quarter.
Ryan Castle did radio out there.
God, he did.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Slipknot's from there.
Mm-hmm.
They like corn.
They have an album that's named after it.
Iowa.
Bam.
Boom.
Yeah, the Slipknot. Always
I
the
guess
glue.
We could have gone with caucus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Typically, Iowa is the first word you think of. Yeah.
Game is Big W, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Connor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola, bitch. Connor, sober or not sober?
Sober. Just got off work.
All right, Connor.
Never stopped me.
Let's see here. You've got a big what? Gums, buck teeth, forehead, or eyebrows?
I'm taking teeth because my teeth are already jacked up.
Okay.
How are they jacked up? Are they ugly? Are they crooked? What?
No, they're actually perfect, but they're just all spaced. I got gaps.
Aha.
Oh, so the individual teeth are fine.
Do you accidentally spit on people a lot?
Actually, I do gleek quite a bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Wasn't gleek the name of that blue monkey with the Wonder Twins from Super Friends? It was.
Was it?
Remember the Wonder Twins? They had a blue monkey. His name was Gleek. And it wasn't about his mouth. You really got you.
By golly, it is Gleek.
It is Gleek. Gleek the monkey. You know what purpose he served? None.
He's kind of like, what's his name? Snarf?
Snarf. Yeah, like, why is Snarf with the Thundercats? All these cats are warriors, man. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to town, and all you do is panic and bitch and piss and monkey. Like, was he anyone's friend, even? I mean, honestly. Like, if he's your friend, I go, like, all right. Or, Jesus, his little brother or something, man. Like, Snarf pissed me off. All right, here's your question. A tayberry is a cross between a raspberry and what other berry?
A tayberry?
Tayberry.
Tay.
T-A-Y. Tay.
Tay-tay. Tayberry.
Oh, I don't know. Cranberry? I don't know.
I'll just guess blackberry.
It is, in fact, a blackberry. The cross between a raspberry and a blackberry is a tayberry. All right, your question. George Washington, he crossed what river for the Battle of Trenton?
The Delaware?
That is correct.
Delaware.
Delaware.
That is the only way you can say that. The Delaware.
The Delaware River.
I don't know if it's true, but it used to be they would scoop up the mud in the Delaware River. And that's what every official baseball was rubbed before a game in Major League.
I've heard that before. I don't know if it's true either, but yeah, I've heard
Well,
the same
when
thing.
You have family in Cape Cod and you go up there every summer, I heard it for about 17 straight years crossing that bridge.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Nick, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Nick, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you're taking something big. Gums, buck teeth, forehead, or eyebrows?
I already got a big forehead, so I'm going to stick with that.
Sticking with the big forehead.
All right. It's going to be bigger now.
Is it noticeably larger? I mean, did people comment on it when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. I was five head in high school.
Okay. What size hat do you wear?
It's big, like a 48.
So is that, what is that, 7 5/8? 8?
You know what? I don't know. I usually get adjustables because getting a fitted hat sucks because the moment my hair grows out, you know?
Okay.
I've just never heard anybody say their hat size in overall circumference.
Right.
I'm with Miles. It's like 7 and what? Yeah, right. Eight. Oh, it's 42 inches. Like, what? Baseball's still using that mud. So does NFL.
Really?
As of 2025, they have not fined product satisfactory.
Wow. Hmm. All right. Two other quick facts here. Eyebrow fact. The person with the longest eyebrow hair lives in Port Towson. There's one.
Cool. Okay.
Also, someone says thrill. Snarf was Lionel's friend since he was a kid.
All right, someone's banging on his door for pictures all the time.
Hey, Browley.
Leave me alone.
Me and my eyebrows. All right, here's your question. With the exception of the thumb, how many bones are in each human finger?
Six?
I'll say
half
three.
That many. Three, yes. Or as the way I wrote it, how many fingers are in each human finger? That would be one.
Where are you hiding the rest, man?
Oh, he got real long fingers, homeboy.
In my back pocket, just in case.
Just in case. You never be sure, man.
Got a big forehead.
Wear clean underwear and carry extra finger bones.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Your question, Machu Picchu is located in what country?
Oh, shoot. Is that Argentina?
Peru.
Peru.
I think their Independence Day is coming up.
Peruvian Independence Day?
I believe it's July 28th.
Side question, why do you know that?
Because
you're you. That's the answer.
Yeah, me and my buddy, I was at my buddy Sal's house once on Canada Day, so we drank Canadian whiskey, and then we decided we would start celebrating other random countries' holidays with their liquor. So we would have Pisco Sours.
Okay, I like that. That's good.
Yeah, that is such a you thing, Ted.
It very much is.
It's sour like fun.
All right. Your question, which type of nut is used to make Nutella?
Hazelnut.
Hazelnut. There you go. More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.